Text, Hallmark Channel presents a yellow vintage Santa figurine. Text, Christmas Land. Snow globe ornaments twinkle as they hang from a tree. Santa Claus nesting dolls. Text, Nikki DeLoach. Luke McFarlane. Richard Karn. A ballerina holds a nutcracker inside a snow globe. Text, Chanda Pierce. Jason Shane Scott. A woman enters a living room in a red and white dress as six children sit at a craft table. Text, Cynthia Gibb and Maureen McCormick. She bends down beside one girl.
It's not quite right, is it, Jules?
No, Grandma. It's missing something.
Text, music by Chad Bremen.
Well, Jules, like I always say, when in doubt, add glitter.
Edited by Randy Carter. She pours out a bit of glitter as Jules applies glue to the reindeer ornament, then sprinkles red glitter on its nose and blows away excess. They inspect the ornament.
You were right. Now, it's beautiful.
Just like you.
Text, production designer Stephanie Haas.
Children, my name is Glinda Stanwyck, and I love Christmas so much that I created this entire holiday village for you and your families to come and enjoy. But it's getting late, and you don't want to miss the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, do you?
No!
All right then, chop chop!
Executive producers Barry Barnholtz, Selma Kiwi. A horse-drawn carriage rides and dare a Christmasland sign. Text, written by Daisy McLean. Selfie video.
Wave at the camera, darling. When you're not here, I can watch this and pretend that you are.
I love you, Grandma.
She gets off the carriage.
Merry Christmas, Glinda.
Merry Christmas, Glinda. We love you.
They walk hand in hand up to a podium.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you all so much for coming to tonight's Christmas tree lighting ceremony. All right, everybody, on the count of three.
One, two, three.
The tree illuminates and the audience cheers.
This is so awesome. I'll never forget it.
And I'll never forget you.
She smiles. The two embrace. City skyline in the daylight. Text, New York City 25 years later. A woman gets out of a taxi and answers phone.
This is Jules. Yes, all media have the press release. Hashtag wear red, go green is officially trending. Perfect. Bye.
She hangs up and approaches Nickerson's Coffee.
Wear red.
Yes, go green.
Santa holds a green mug and a red bell outside of the coffee shop. Jules enters.
Now through Christmas, any customer wearing red will get a green reusable coffee mug. Bring it back to any Nickerson's location coast to coast, and your coffee refill is half price. It's Nickerson's way of saying ho, ho, ho to their customers and to the environment. For News 8, I'm Hudson Goodell. Megan, back to you. And we're clear.
Oh.
Jules, how you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. Good to
see you. That was great. And you?
The place looks fantastic.
Well.
Jules is there.
Pardon me. Jules. Thank you for all of your tireless work. I mean, I had high hopes for this campaign, but I must say, I am thrilled. It is better than I could possibly have hoped for.
Well, that is my job, Miss Nickerson, to exceed expectations.
Well, you're darn good at it. In fact, I was just singing your praises to your boss when you came in.
That was very nice of you. Oh, and while you're here, I want to get a picture of you at the big event.
Do you ever stop working?
I'm going to take some time off over the holidays. Tim, Miss Nickerson,
Fam.
I want to get a picture of her with the customers.
No problem.
Great, thank you.
I know exactly where I'd like it. Over here. Oh, hey, Jules, if Nickerson's Coffee can ever help you as much as you've helped us, please do not hesitate to pick up the phone.
I just might take you up on that.
I hope you do. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, Tim?
Yes.
Let's set up the shot so you can see the menu as well as the employees and all the customers.
Jules turns around as she looks in the coffee shop with a frown. She walks outside and looks at her phone. Santa holds door open. She smiles.
You've reached Mitchell Johnson. Leave a message at the beep.
Mitchell, where are you? You said you'd be here. Text me your ETA.
So, did you get stood up again?
No, Mr. Hobbs. Mitchell said he'd be here. He promised.
You hit a home run with this campaign. I mean, you never fail us. I'm beginning to think you're some kind of branding genius.
Thank you.
And you're kind of promoted. How does Executive Vice President of Brand Strategy sound to you?
That sounds fantastic.
And you know the best part? No more globetrotting. Yeah, you finally get to call New York City your home.
She tilts head to the side and chuckles. A large multi-floor apartment. Inside, she answers the door.
Hey, getting a cab was nuts.
I got your text.
Yeah, sorry I missed the coffee thing. I got caught up with a client. How'd it go?
Pretty well. I got promoted.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, Executive Vice President of Brand Strategy.
Executive Vice President of Brand Strategy.
You still have no idea what I do, do you?
You...
Mm-hmm.
You develop brand identity through the eyes of the customer.
Cheater.
Well, hey, maybe now you can buy that condo you've been eyeing on West 80th.
I got a promotion. I didn't win the lottery.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, no more traveling. I can finally unpack my suitcases and live like a normal human being.
I hope this doesn't screw up your vacation time.
No, I still have the time off. But they want me to hit the ground running first of the year.
Good, because I've got some news too. How would you like to spend Christmas in Aruba?
Aruba?
Yeah, a client of mine has a place there, and he was so thrilled with our last deal that he offered it up to me for the holidays. We leave next week.
I guess I won't unpack.
They both smile.
While we're gone, you might want to think about holding your mail as well.
It's just junk mail.
Subscription to the New Yorker expired.
I never had time to read it anyway.
He inspects envelope.
Do you see this letter?
I don't know. Who's it from?
A law firm marked third notice urgent.
Opens it.
Hey, I think opening someone else's mail is illegal.
I know. I'm an attorney.
He reads.
Huh.
What is it?
Well, it appears you've inherited a house from a Mrs. Glinda Stanwyck.
It's Grandma Glinda. She died when I was in Poland, remember?
Well, you know, I think you should go take a look at this property, you know, see what kind of shape it's in. I'll push Aruba a week. You know, I think the sooner you take a look, the better.
No, why can't I just go after her?
Well, legally, you've only got 9 months to claim it, otherwise it goes to probate the first of the year. Who knows, you know, you might be able to sell this thing, make a nice little profit.
Let me see that.
She reads the paper.
House and surrounding compound. I don't believe it.
What is it?
I inherited Christmas land.
She looks up at him, mouth wide open. Lush, snow-covered evergreens on the mountainside. A white vehicle drives down a road. The Christmas land sign missing a few letters. Jules walks underneath the sign she rode under in the horse-drawn carriage 25 years ago.
Jules Cooper, I presume.
Ah, guilty as charged.
Hi, Tucker Barnes.
You must be the caretaker.
Oh, no, not exactly. I'm the estate attorney with Barnes and Bantley.
Oh. My boyfriend's an attorney and... Well, you just don't look like an attorney.
I will take that as a compliment.
Well, nice to meet you.
Likewise. We actually had a heck of a time tracking you down.
Sorry. I have been traveling for work and I can barely keep up with my emails, much less snail mail.
Life in the fast lane. I understand. Things are a little less hectic here.
I remember. I used to come every year when I was little.
I know you did.
You do?
I was in the crowd one year when Glinda had you light up the tree.
Really? That's amazing.
Well, welcome back to Christmasland. Do you want me to show you around?
Sure. And the Christmas tree farm, who does that belong to?
You.
Wait, I thought it was just Grandma's house in these buildings.
No, everything the eye can see from here belongs to you now.
She sighs and looks around.
Do you want me to show you the house now?
Yeah.
They both smile as they walk together. A large three-story red brick house with green roof. They pause outside and look at each other.
Like a picture in a storybook.
They look at the house surrounded by a few inches of snow, then approach it. They enter the front door. Christmas decor fills the house.
It's been closed up for the last couple months. As you can see, everything was pretty much left intact.
Portrait of Jinda. She wears the red and white dress with a white fur cap. Tucker approaches.
Are you okay?
Dismiss her.
Smiles and nods.
Why'd you stop coming to visit?
When I was 12, my dad got transferred, so I wasn't able to make it back as much. She came to visit us instead.
Where are your parents now?
Seattle. Could use some dusting.
Yeah, and the village could use a little paint here and there, and most of the attractions need maintenance. But, you know, with a little TLC, I think the place can be as good as new. Ta-da!
Cute.
So, are you interested?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I am really glad I came.
Great.
I'm just wondering how long it will take to sew.
Sew?
She looks at him.
Is that a problem?
No. It's you're right, of course. It's just that, when the town heard that Glinda's granddaughter was inheriting the place, I think that we all hoped that that you might open it up again and run it like your grandmother did.
He raises his brows. She begins to laugh. She touches the beige scarf around her neck.
No. I actually just got promoted. No, I'm a city girl now. But, I mean, this place is great. It's just as wonderful as I remember it.
Yes, it is.
They both nod. She winces.
But I'm still gonna sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He nods.
Yeah, let me show you the rest of the place.
Man in kitchen.
Hey, what's cooking?
Hey, Tucker. You must be the granddaughter.
That would be me, Jules Cooper.
Honored to meet you.
Uncle Frank is the caretaker here.
Ah, it's an honor to meet you too. I thought this place was closed.
Oh, this time of year we sell Christmas trees, thanks largely to Uncle Frank.
You're the spitting image of your grandma when she was young. She's got to be smiling looking down at you right now. It's a great thing you being here.
Uncle Frank.
And opening this place back up. Getting her going again like it was in the glory days.
Uncle Frank.
It's going to make so many people in town happy.
Okay, I'm just going to stop you. I'm not going to reopen the place. Well,
that's what you said.
I never said that. I said that maybe she was... I said that maybe you would... She's not moving to town.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, have fun telling that to everybody in town whose Christmas you just ruined.
Uncle Frank.
You know, I can possibly find a buyer who might want to reopen the place. I'll keep that in mind.
She winces. Tucker turns to her as she furrows her brows. He looks down. She tightens her lips, nods and turns away. Tucker follows behind.
Believe me, I didn't tell people you were going to open up the place again for sure.
But you told them I might.
A guy can hope, right?
You have to understand.
I do. It's just people around here have a tendency to jump to conclusions.
Mm, I can see that. Look, I know how special this place is, and I can see how much potential it has.
Totally, and right now we're only selling trees. When Galinda was in her prime and this place was going full blast. You know, he's right. You actually do look a lot like her.
She licks her lips. Two women shuffle in with desserts.
Oh, is this her?
Gretchen, Eloise, this is Jules Cooper, Galinda's granddaughter.
Oh, I used to work in the bakery, and I just want you to know I am ready to bake again. Welcome.
Ladies,
And I used to work in the ice cream parlor, and I know what it's like to get a place going again. So, whenever you're ready, I am available when you need me.
She has her eyes. Don't you think she has her eyes?
Oh, she has her eyes.
Well, thank you. You are quite the welcoming committee.
We thought since you're opening up the place again that you deserve the red carpet. That is, the red velvet cupcake treatment.
See, I think there's been some sort of miscommunication.
Ladies, gather up your treats because we've been tricked.
Tricked?
She has no intention of opening Christmasland back up.
Well, what is she doing here then?
If you're not going to tell him, I will.
I'm going to sell the place.
Told you.
Frank smiles. Jules raises brows, opens mouth and shakes her head as Frank walks away. Gretchen and Eloise with mouth wide open.
Sell it?
Or rent it, maybe? You see, I don't live here. I have a job and an apartment in New York.
Well, la-dee-da. I guess the bright side is we don't have to get any of the attractions ready in time for Christmas now.
Okay, well, this has been fun.
I'm sorry. They just got their hopes up.
I think we all got a little carried away with a trip down memory lane. But let's get real. If I'm going to sell this place, I need to claim it first, right?
Right. I have the papers at my office.
Great.
She clears and storms off. He grabs his coat.
And just your signature here to make it official.
I'm glad you had the paperwork drawn up and ready to be signed, because I have a lot going on back in New York. I can't take on anything else right now, especially this close to Christmas. So selling it does make the most sense.
Yes. You have said that a few times.
Hands her pages.
Well, I don't think you'll have much trouble. Over the years, a lot of people made offers to Glinda, but she never sold.
Why not?
Well, they always had their own ideas, and it was important to her that Christmasland stay the way it is. Or was.
He looks away. She frowns and squints.
You know, I guess I could. I mean, should. Clean the place up, right? If I'm gonna sell it, then a buyer needs to see it in its best light.
You think it's difficult for people to see its potential?
Well, I can see it, but some people need a little more convincing.
Yes, some people do.
She furrows brows, adjusts the pages against the desk. A receptionist in an office.
Hey, hon, here's Lisa Barnes.
Hello, Mr. Barnes. I'm here from St. Ed's to ask if you'd be willing to make a donation to our annual Christmas show.
Oh.
Her eyes widen.
Wait a second. Are you her?
Her who?
The Christmas Angel Lady, who's going to reopen Christmasland?
They furrow their brows as the girl's eyes widen. Jules stands with mouth open, but is unable to speak.
Listen.
Yes.
What?
Girl smiles.
I am going to reopen Christmasland.
Tucker smiles and raises brows. Everyone grins.
I'm going to reopen Christmasland.
You're going to do what?
I am going to reopen Christmasland. I'm going to get the whole thing up and running for Christmas.
Are you nuts? Christmas is in a couple of weeks, and we're going to Aruba.
Well,
We can go after Christmas and then stay through New Year's.
So you're gonna stay there for Christmas?
Yes! Prospective buyers need to see the full potential of this place. That's why I have to reopen it.
I'm not following.
I'm in marketing.
Picture it. You are showing a potential buyer this beautiful winter wonderland, all decked out in ivy and mistletoe. The smell of gingerbread and peppermint fills the air. Carolers serenade you, all the while passing acres and acres of Christmas trees.
Wait a second. Did you say acres? I thought it was just this old house and a row of little shops.
It's like 200 acres.
200?
He furrows his brows, leans forward and uses laptop. She furrows brows.
Mitchell, are you there?
Yeah, you know what?
Have that lawyer email the paperwork and you stay there and make the place look presentable.
Just leave it to me, Mrs. Claus. Santa is gonna deliver you a buyer by Christmas Eve.
Talk to you later, babe.
She hangs up with a smile.
Oh.
Tucker unboxes reindeer.
Thank you for letting me use your office.
Well, thank you for changing your mind.
Do you know how far it is to the inn?
The inn?
That's where I'm staying tonight.
No. Christmas Land is yours now. Uncle Frank and those nice ladies you met, they're cleaning up the place as we speak, getting ready for you to move in tonight.
Oh.
She nods, brows raised with a smile. Colorful lights on house.
Here we are.
They walk inside bedroom.
Goes without saying, all this is yours too. So what do you say, you gonna move in?
No. I mean, I don't think so. All I'm concentrating on right now is getting Christmas Land up and running again. ASAP.
Well, your grandmother loved this place.
She nods.
Yes, far cry from the city.
And that's why I love it.
Doesn't get too quiet for you?
I guess it's a bit slower, but that doesn't bother me.
You like things slower.
I like to enjoy myself. Everyone's always in such a hurry. Comes a time in your life when you have to slow down. Decide where you want to call home, right?
His brows raised.
So you have everything you need here?
Almost everything.
I gotta get this. It's my boyfriend.
Ah.
Answers.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hey, babe. So how's it going?
Fine, but, hold on a second. I'll just be a minute.
No, that's okay. You talk. I'll come by tomorrow at 9 a.m., pick you up, show you the rest of the property, and help you get started fixing the place up.
Tucker leaves. He turns to her.
Night.
Who's that?
It's Tucker.
Tucker?
Yeah. Tucker Barnes, the estate attorney.
Tucker Barnes is the attorney?
What?
Do you know him or something?
I went to law school with a Tucker Barnes, if it's the same guy.
How old is he?
Our age, brown hair, your height, athletic build.
Yep,
that's him. He was,
He was what?
He had a reputation.
She smiles, furrows brows.
Are you jealous?
Jealous of Tucker Barnes? Give me a break.
He smiles. Tucker walks to his car. He pauses and looks back up at the bedroom window. He smiles, then unlocks his car. Jules looks out the window below.
I know. Give me a little more information about this place.
She watches Tucker drive off through the now.
Everything okay?
It's actually amazing. It would be a great place to raise a family.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of thing.
That kind of thing?
Well, what I mean is, if you're able to sell this place, you might be able to make an amazing investment in the city.
Maybe that dream condo on the Upper West Side?
Yeah.
All right, well, you get some sleep.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night.
Night.
She hangs up with a slight frown. Text, Christmas Land reopening plan. Paint Christmas Land sign. Fix carriage. Decorate exteriors in Christmas Land. Get tree for ceremony. She frowns and shuts the laptop with a yawn. She puts it on a side table with an encyclopedia of pines. She grabs the book and opens it. She flips through the pages, then shuts the book and puts it back on the side table atop her laptop. She grabs a red and green Christmas-themed blanket and pulls it over herself as she lies in bed. She opens her eyes, sighs, then adjusts to sleep on her left side with a sigh. She opens her eyes.
What have I gotten myself into?
She sighs with a frown. Now daytime, light snow falls on the exterior of the house. Inside, Frank flips four pancakes. Jules emerges in a fuzzy blue robe with arms crossed.
Good morning.
Well, morning. Tucker stopped by on his way out last night and asked me to get you breakfast this morning at 8:30.
Well, you didn't have to do that.
I gotta eat, too. And it's just as easy to cook for two as it is for one.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you live here, too?
Yes, there's a guest house behind the gift shop. I squat there from time to time. I hope that's not a problem.
No. No. Not at all.
She grabs syrup for pancakes.
Jules, I wanted to apologize about yesterday and how harsh I was. Tucker said that you're going to be opening up the old place again.
Morning.
Hmm.
Oh, this is cozy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna just go get ready and shower and, you know, just... You just,
shovel the walkway.
Yeah, yep. Okay, 10 minutes!
She opens closet and inspects red dresses with a smile. She looks at various sweaters, then with a smile she grabs a red coat with God buttons and white fur trim at the collar and cuffs.
Amazing.
Tucker shovels snow from the walkway outside the house.
Nice coat.
Hmm. I found some of Grandma's clothes. What? You don't think it suits me?
No, I love it. It's fitting, especially now that you're running the place. So, how was your sleep?
Okay, once I fell asleep, it's really quiet, which kind of freaked me out.
Freaked you out?
Not a lot of sirens here. I'm used to sirens. I like sirens.
Don't sirens usually mean someone's hurt?
That's not what I meant. It's just I have a lot on my mind with fixing this place up and Aruba and...
Yeah, you seem a little vexed.
Vexed?
Yeah. Vexed.
Oh.
Points to her furrowed brows. She relaxes.
Can you promise me something?
Depends on what it is.
Look, I do still plan on selling this place.
Oh, now I understand why you're vexed.
But I also still plan on reopening Christmas Land. I do. I just don't want everyone to get down and out and like that. Like it's the last Christmas or something.
Well, if you sell the place, it is the last Christmas.
You see? No. I have a plan.
Lying to everyone.
No. If everything goes the way I think it will, I'm pretty sure I can find a buyer for this place who will keep it open for good.
But not you.
Tucker, I have a life and a job in New York.
Right, the sirens.
Okay, will you help me?
How can I help?
Just go along with it. Keep everyone's spirits up. Seems like you're the one that does that anyway.
What makes you think that?
First impressions.
He squints and grins.
Come on, just help me.
He leans head in.
I'm really not that good at lying to people.
It's just, withholding the truth.
She nods, then he nods.
What is it you do again for a living?
I'm executive vice president of brand strategy.
Ah, you make stuff up.
You want to show me the rest of this place?
They both smile. He sighs. He walks away and she follows after him as they walk down the freshly shoveled path. They walk to a large barn with a second in the distance.
So here we are at the barn.
Poinsettias on podiums.
Okay.
He slides open the massive barn door. Inside is various neatly organized farm equipment. They walk through the barn.
Well, this was probably Christmas Land's biggest attraction.
I remember.
But as you can see...
He lifts up the tarp on the carriage.
It's...
missing a wheel.
Yeah.
Nods.
You'll probably want to leave this particular project to whoever actually buys the place.
You don't think I can fix it?
No. And even if you could, I think it would take a level of commitment to Christmas Land that I just don't think you have.
He raises brows. She does the same with a smirk. He walks away, then turns back.
Coming?
She tightens her lips as he smirks. She walks past the carriage and looks at the area without a wheel. A fresh-cut Christmas tree sign.
So, Frank, what's the damage this year?
25.
25? No problem. Best trees in town.
Hey, they are the best. Had in years.
There you go.
Have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas to you, Frank.
You make your customers pay right on the spot?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's just short-sighted. Make them pay in the gift store. When they're in there, they might find some ornaments and things to decorate their trees, and on the way out, smell the... cookies from the bakery, buy a dozen of those.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, actually.
It's what I do. So, you spend quite a bit of time here, not a lot going on in the office this time of year?
Hey, I'm working. I'm showing you around your property. Oh, that is until you sell it to the highest bidder.
Stop.
You don't have much of a sense of humor, do you?
I have a keen sense of humor, and I sense none.
He smiles, looks away.
But not a bad gig, right? Showing me around?
I'm still making up my mind.
They both smile.
Honestly, I like to try to get out here as much as I can. Especially this time of year. As high maintenance as you are.
High maintenance?
Yes, you can't sleep without sirens. You were definitely high maintenance. But what I was trying to say is... glad you're here. I wasn't here last Christmas, and this gives me a good excuse.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
They walk through trees.
These trees are gorgeous.
He grins.
They're missing something, though.
They are?
Yeah, don't you remember? Some of the trees were decorated with ornaments that the kids made.
Oh, yes! Crafty Christmas Club!
And when you said you were reopening the place, I thought you might want to bring some traditions back. So I took some liberties.
What kind of liberties?
Come on, I'll show you.
She smiles as he walks ahead. They go inside.
Oh, kids, this is Miss Cooper.
Jules.
This is the lovely young lady who is going to reopen Christmas Land.
Yay!
The kids applaud.
You know what? Maybe you would like to show them how it's done.
Huh?
Making ornaments.
Well, I couldn't.
No, that's a great idea. Show us how it's done, Queen of Christmas Land.
Oh, yes, and I'm so glad you changed your mind.
What do you think of this, Miss Cooper?
Well, I think it's pretty great. Is it finished?
I don't know. I can't decide.
Well, my grandmother always used to say, when in doubt, add glitter.
How do I do that?
I will show you. So you're going to take this brush...
brush the glue off.
She has a way with the kids. Take the glitter and just sprinkle it on.
The young girl sprinkles on red glitter just as she did as a child.
And then blow off the excess.
She blows top of Santa ornament.
She's quite the girl.
I know what you're doing.
What?
She raises brows.
I'm just missing work. Walking a lovely young lady around Christmas Land all day.
Both smile.
Oh, wait. That's what you're doing.
They both smile.
Thanks, Miss Cooper.
My pleasure, sweetheart. It's gonna be beautiful, just like you.
They both smile. A bus outside of the house.
Bye!
Jules waves at the kids as the bus drives away. Tucker closes the curtain.
Are you okay?
I should have had photographers here.
What?
I should have photographers here for this. The place wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Things need to be cleaned and fixed.
What are you talking about? I think the kids had a great time.
Well, I'm sure they did, but there's a lot more work to do. You haven't seen anything yet.
He watches as she walks away with his hands on his hips. He squints eyes with a smirk, then looks up at portrait of Glinda.
They created a Christmas monster.
He furrows his brows with a smirk. A truck parks in Riverton Hardware lot. Jules gets out of passenger side. Tucker leads her inside.
You know, I could throw some trash on the ground to make it feel more like home if you like.
Oh, you would do that for little old me?
They walk inside. He holds the door open for her. Christmas decor inside. Sunglasses for sale.
George!
Tucker!
George, I want you to meet the young...
You must be Jules Cooper. I can't tell you what a great thing you're doing. Reopening Christmas Land? Best news we've had around here in a long time.
Well, actually, that is why I'm here. I need some paint and...
Sure, sure. Anything you need. And it's on the house. Has anyone ever told you that you have your grandmother's eyes?
I've been hearing that a lot lately.
It's fitting that Glinda's granddaughter would swoop down like some kind of Christmas angel and save us again.
Again?
Yeah, that place out there is a real shot in the arm. Businesses in Fox Valley were closing left and right. Then Glinda opened Christmas Land and saved my store. Heck, it saved the whole community. Let's go get you some paint.
He smiles. She bites her lip and turns to Tucker, who raises his brows. They leave with supplies.
Hey, so what did he mean? That Christmas Land saved the whole community?
Well, like most people around here, George has a tendency to exaggerate a little bit. Christmas Land made people feel special. They're proud of it. Something for them to feel good about. You know, get behind the town. Mm. It's kind of like a mascot or a...
symbol.
Yeah.
He nods and smiles, then gets in the truck.
Sometimes a symbol is all you need.
A fence green. A person shovels snow. Painting of Glinda over fireplace. George formed the hardware store and Jules fixed Christmas Land sign.
How much do I owe you this year, Frank?
Don't handle payments out here anymore, Gary. You gotta pay at the gift shop.
Oh, new owners, new policies, huh?
Yep. But this is one policy I think you're gonna like. Since you're buying a tree, you get 25% off any tree decorations or lights.
Really? Well, that is a darn good deal. Thank you kindly, Frank.
Merry Christmas, Gary.
He smiles and waves. Jules and Tucker stand near trees decorated with lights.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, I gotta hand it to you. You were dead right.
Through the eyes of the customer, the key to a successful business plan.
So this is what you city slickers call a soft opening.
Yep. You open up the doors a few days early, iron out the kinks, and then you have the grand reopening gala.
Gala? Not in the city anymore. We don't do galas.
I do galas. Don't worry. Plenty of eggnog. No champagne.
Place looks pretty great.
She smiles and looks in distance.
What's it like here in the off-season?
Well, that's a bit quieter. I worked here as a kid in the summers.
Doing what?
Growing Christmas trees, Uncle Frank. It's a Christmas tree farm, Jules.
So you planted all of these trees?
No, not all of them, but a lot of them. See that patch over there? Planted those. Those are scotch pines.
She nods.
What about that one?
Tell me.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
You need to know this stuff.
I don't think that's necessary.
If you're going to be running the place.
Only for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting.
I think the Christmas tree farm is doing just fine without me.
Well, don't forget, the trees are the heart of a place. All this other stuff, it's...
a brand, Tucker. Speaking of which...
She turns away with a grin. He pauses for a moment, then follows her into the barn.
I'm fixing this!
Jules!
Look around! This is a great business, and it's finally becoming a great brand. This is the final touch, and it's gonna be so sweet.
You're going to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about carriages?
A lot, actually, thanks to this place. My grandmother taught me how to care for the horses and maintain the carriage. Came in handy, too. One summer, I worked in Central Park, driving a carriage.
You're kidding.
What? You think you're the only one that worked in nature during the summers?
Oh, Central Park is nature now.
What exactly happened to you in the city, by the way? Were you mugged or something? There are lots of nice things to do in the city. Pass me those tools, please.
And I have nothing against the cities. They are great places to visit. I just don't want to live there.
He hands her a mallet. She gestures toward him with it.
Somebody broke your heart.
He looks down.
Let's just say that the breaking was mutual. You know, she didn't like the snow. She didn't like the leaves. She didn't like the rain.
So seasons, then.
She nods.
Yeah, I guess. My parents moved to Florida a couple years ago. My brother lives in San Diego. Everybody I know is just so over the cold. And I know this sounds strange, but the cold keeps me warm. Does that make sense?
What about you?
What about me?
Why don't you buy it?
Well, pro bono work doesn't exactly pay that well. Which reminds me, I have to get back to the office, wrap up the year-end stuff.
Whoa! You're not gonna stay and watch me fix this thing?
Watch you? You know, if you ask nicely, I could help you.
I can fix it fine without you. I just thought you'd enjoy the lesson.
You're going to give me a lesson.
Class is about to begin, counselor.
Oh!
She trips and he catches her in his arms.
Jules?
Her boyfriend stands in the doorway to the barn.
Mitchell Johnson?
Mitchell smiles at them. Tucker's smile fades. He helps her to stand and she walks over to Mitchell. She raises her palms.
I fell.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
No, I mean what you're wearing.
Well, actually, this is my...
You look like a hobo.
Grandmother's.
Anyway, it's great to see you.
He kisses her on the cheek.
So what are you doing here?
I have the same question.
Tucker Barnes, can't believe it. Though I'm not surprised to find you in a barn.
Nice to see you, Mitchell.
She raises brows and nods.
Funny story, actually. Mitchell told me that he went to school with a Tucker Barnes, and I wasn't sure it was the same guy. It's a small world, huh?
It's too small.
Mitchell smiles. Tucker squints his eyes.
This is your boyfriend, huh?
So, Mitchell, what are you doing here?
I've got some business in Chicago, so I thought I'd come by and check out this place of yours.
Mitchell smiles. Jules raises her brows and shrugs her shoulders. Yeah. Tucker squints and smiles, then bites lip. Christmas land at nighttime.
Wow, this is pretty amazing.
It's beautiful, right?
I think you're going to make quite the killing.
Same old Mitchell, I see. No, you're just in time for the grand reopening.
Mitchell, it's going to be amazing.
Really just want to see the property.
Well, you could try opening your eyes.
Maybe it's time for a private tour.
Yeah, sure.
That's so right. I have to get back to the office anyway.
Where's that? Barn?
Jules looks at Mitchell.
Nice seeing you again, Mitchell. Jules?
Tucker walks off. Jules pouts.
Jules?
Yeah. Let me finish showing you around.
She sighs and Mitchell follows. Portrait of Glinda above the fireplace.
What's the deal with you two anyway?
With me and Tucker? It's no deal, I just never really liked the guy. Always talking about his hometown.
It's kind of crazy this is the place he was talking about, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Sad, actually. So listen,
He turns to her.
Sorry, it's hard to talk to you with that coat.
Jeez. I'll take it off. Scrooge.
So listen, I didn't want to say anything earlier, but I've got a meeting lined up with a guy who wants to buy this place.
Already? But I haven't even shown it.
I told you that I would find someone by Christmas. Sound good?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
And this guy that I have lined up has actually been to Christmasville.
Christmasland. There's signs all over the place.
Right. Same thing. Anyway, he said that if Christmasland...
Thank you.
...was for sale, then he would definitely be interested.
Well, what do you think?
It's not really our thing, is it? I mean, we can leave the sticks for guys like Tucker, right?
She smiles and nods.
You know, the grand reopening is tomorrow. It might make a great presentation for this guy. Do you think he could come on such short notice?
Well, I know that he's really busy right now. That's why I had to line up this meeting in Chicago for tomorrow.
Oh.
Why don't you come with me?
This guy's gonna keep it open, right?
What do you mean?
Christmasland. I just want to make sure whoever winds up with the place is devoted to it.
Well, that's why you should come with me and ask him yourself.
I told you, I have the reopening tomorrow, but I could do a lunch meeting the following day in Chicago.
All right, he seemed pretty excited, so... Yeah, you know, pushing it a day might be a good move. Make him want it more. All right, see what he thinks.
Mitchell peeks out of white curtains through the frosty window.
Think there's any bears out here?
Maybe, Mitchell. Maybe.
Sunlight shines brightly upon the snow-covered hills.
We've worked very hard to get Christmasland open again.
So what inspired you to open this place back up after so much time?
Well, aside from my grandmother, of course, I would have to say the people in this town really inspired me.
She smiles and nods. Tucker looks down as he stands beside a life-size nutcracker statue. People walk under awning.
You know, your grandmother would be really proud of you.
Thank you.
They sit at cafe.
And you know, your cookie looks a little sad. Maybe you should add some sprinkles or frosting.
Or not, because this is my design.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to help.
Oh.
They both smirk.
So where's your boyfriend? Chicken out?
He had to go to Chicago on business.
That's a shame. I was looking forward to catching up.
She looks at Tucker.
What is your problem with him?
I don't have a problem with him at all. I think you found yourself a very special guy. But I don't think he ever got over the fact that I graduated first in our class.
Wait a minute. He told me he graduated first in his class.
Is that what he told you?
He nods and looks over at her. She nods.
No.
He shakes head.
Are you kidding me?
I think you two make a good match. And the way you were talking out there with the newspaper, you really had me going.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, the people in this town really inspired me. If I didn't know the whole story, I would have almost believed you.
I wasn't... Tucker, I meant that.
Okay, children, time's up. Stop decorating your cookies. Miss Cooper, will you do the honor of picking a winner?
Oh, does that mean I have to disqualify my own design?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
And what about me?
Mr. Barnes, unless you're under the age of 12.
Okay. If I must, then judge I shall be. But I am warning you, kids, I am not easy to please.
You can say that again.
He grins at her. Tucker leans over and talks to girl.
You know, if I were judging, I would make yours.
Jules walks around with tight lips and nods. She pouts as she inspects.
Okay. I have made up my mind. And the grand prize winner is...
Tucker drums on table.
Joey and his marshmallow snowman cookie!
Joey smiles as Jules hands him a trophy.
No disrespect to Glinda,
And I think Christmas Land is better than ever.
Jules peers through the front door of the house. She frowns, brows raised as she peers side to side. She licks her lips and goes back inside, then emerges with her purple suitcase. She rolls it down the steps and turns with a gasp. Tucker stands on the shoveled sidewalk.
Oh. Hi.
You startled me.
I take it you're not coming to the s'mores campfire roast.
I hate to sneak away like this, but I promised Mitchell I'd sit down with a buyer in Chicago.
Buyer. Right. Well, have fun.
Tucker, it's just one day. Will you cover for me, please?
She raises brows. He looks down, then turns to her.
Do you realize that in all my years practicing law, I have never been so dishonest in my entire life? I know for people like Mitchell and you, lying comes a little bit easier, but I have a harder time with it.
Is that really why you're upset?
I'm not upset.
You seem upset.
I'm not... Why would I be upset? We're going to sell the place, you're going to move back to New York, everything's going to be fine.
Everything is going to be fine. That's why I'm going to Chicago, to make sure of it.
Okay, then go.
Okay.
They look into each other's eyes. Tucker furrows his brows.
Okay.
He draws closer to her.
Okay.
He puts his hands in his coat pockets.
Good luck.
Don't worry.
She furrows her brows and tightens lips, then looks down and walks away with her black purse and purple luggage. He watches her leave. She gets in the black SUV and drives away from the house. Text, Chicago. Skyscrapers near the frozen water. A canal runs through the city. Outside of Bistro 222. A woman exits with arms folded in a headband. Jules and Mitchell walk up the steps to the restaurant. Mitchell holds open the door for her.
Oh, excuse me.
She accidentally bumps shoulders with another woman.
I don't miss that.
What, people actually on their way somewhere?
Is that what that was?
You've been out in the wilderness too long. I've got to deprogram you.
Bartender hands them drinks.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You look amazing, by the way. A lot better than the other day, right?
Mitchell.
What? I just said you look amazing.
Thanks.
You gotta admit, this is a lot more civilized than hanging out in a barn, right?
You might not want to trash the place when we're trying to sell it.
Looks over shoulder.
Oh, there he is. Mitchell. Mason Richards, Jules Cooper.
Ms. Cooper.
She shakes his hand with a smile.
I don't know if Mitchell mentioned it to you, but I'm very familiar with Christmas Land. I took my own family there years ago. It truly is a marvelous place.
And your grandmother was the owner?
Yes. Yes, she was.
What can I say? I love it. And I want it.
They both raise brows.
Just like that. But don't you at least want to see it first?
Don't need to.
But...
Why don't you tell me how this sounds? I'm willing to pay you $1.7 million right now, provided you sign this contract.
He hands her the document. She furrows brows and opens it as he holds out a pen.
Now, you and Mitchell can start your lives out right.
Did Mitchell tell you how important Christmas Land is?
He didn't have to.
What I mean, Mr. Richards, is this is my grandmother's legacy, and I have to be sure whoever buys it won't tarnish that and, well, destroy the place.
Jules, as long as I've known you, you've always wanted to live on the Upper West Side, live by the park. And that used to always just be talk. But now, thanks to your grandmother, that can be a dream come true. What better legacy is there than that?
Jules and Mitchell look over at each other. She shakes her head.
Mr. Richards.
No one will take better care of it than me. I can assure you of that. If it makes you feel better, I'll take over the first of the year.
Mitchell raises his brows. Jules looks over at him with a glare as he tilts his head. She smiles slightly with tight lips, then signs her name on the signature of Cellar Line. Mitchell looks up and smiles at him. Jules does the same, then folds the document back together.
Congratulations. You are now a millionaire.
He hands her a check for $1.7 million. Mitchell raises glass.
Christmasville.
Christmas land.
Thank you.
The three of them clink wine glasses with lime wedges. Christmas trees sign. Tucker and Jules.
And this guy, he really seems to love this place. I'm so excited and honestly relieved everything is going to be okay.
I'm really happy for you, Jules.
She smiles as she decorates tree with handmade ornaments.
I really care about this place. A lot. And it's going to be here now, and I'm going to come and visit.
You're going to move back to the city, and you're never going to come visit us.
That's not true.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you the lady who reopened Christmasland?
I am. Actually, it was my Grandma Glinda's place.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. I grew up in town, and Christmasland was always one of my favorite childhood memories. I'm just so happy my daughter, Emma, will get a share in that, too.
We're looking for the best Christmas tree, but there are so many different kinds.
Yes, there are. It's really hard to choose.
What's this one called?
It's the Colorado Blue Spruce. They're not as popular as they used to be because the needles are really prickly, but smell it.
She smiles. The girl leans in and sniffs the tree.
Oh, it smells like Christmas.
Jules grins.
Daddy, I want this one.
Okay, sweetie. That one it is. Hey, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right, let's go find the man with the saw.
Jules and Tucker smile as the father and daughter walk away.
See, I do care about this place. Very much.
Just makes it harder to see you go.
She looks deep into Tucker's eyes with a frown. Outside of a hot pink ice cream parlor, a man with a briefcase enters and shuts the door.
Howdy, come on in. I have every ice cream flavor known to mankind and then some.
I'm looking for Jules Cooper.
I'm Jules.
I'm Walter Hayes. I work with Mason Richards.
Why don't we go outside? Right this way.
Jules opens the front door and they step outside. Jules smiles as Gretchen likes a double scoop chocolate cone.
Sorry, I haven't announced the sale yet. I'm waiting till after Christmas. Are you the new groundskeeper?
No, I don't see that happening. This is 206 acres, right?
Yes, exactly.
Do you know this property is centered perfectly between two interstates? It's perfect for commerce.
Well, yes, we actually get quite a bit of tourist traffic.
There's going to be a great deal of competition for the lots.
The lots?
Real estate development.
What's to develop?
Property like this, the possibilities are endless. We could put an industrial park right over there. I predict if you come back in 5 years, this place will be completely unrecognizable. Are you okay? You look like you're going to be sick.
Glares at him.
I think I am. Excuse me, I have some business to attend to in Chicago.
Jules runs back inside. Large skyscrapers with a U.S. flag in the distance. Mitchell sits at his desk. Jules knocks on the glass wall with a frown, then enters.
Hey.
I specifically told you I wanted a buyer who would not destroy Christmasland.
What are you talking about?
Some developer said he worked for Mason. Mitchell, they're going to sell the land. They're going to chop it up and sell it into lots.
It doesn't matter. We're going to be in New York.
She stares at him, hands on hips.
You knew. Didn't you? Didn't you?
He looks away.
This was the fastest and easiest way. I really don't see what the problem is.
And that right there, Mitchell, that is the problem. That is a huge problem.
Okay, calm down.
Well, you lied to me.
I didn't lie to you. I withheld the truth.
She looks up, licks her lips and nods, tears in her eyes.
I want out.
What?
I'm not selling.
What are you talking about? You sold.
Well, there has to be a way out.
Babe, it doesn't work that way. You signed a contract.
Look, if you have any feelings for me at all, you owe it to me to fix this.
And as your attorney, I advise you to not do anything that will upset this opportunity for you to become a millionaire. And what do you mean, if I have feelings for you? Of course I have feelings for you. Love you.
She glares at him, brows furrowed.
I don't.
She nods.
I don't love you, Mitchell.
She tightens her lips. He looks away, then down as she nods.
What do you want, Jules?
I don't know anymore, but I know I don't want you.
She nods.
All you care about is money.
He sighs.
And I want out of the deal, and I'm going to figure out a way to get out of it.
Jules.
I'm going to fix this.
You can't fix this. It's not broken.
She glares at him.
It's just done.
She nods, bites lip.
Goodbye, Mitchell. Have fun in Aruba.
She storms out of the office. He looks down, then over his shoulder as she leaves. He lowers his brows slightly. A tall skyscraper reaches high into the sky. Jules storms into the buyer's office.
I'm sorry, I try to stop her.
Slams check on his desk.
It's all right.
The receptionist walks away.
Have a seat.
I'll stand.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, one of your employees paid me a little visit. Yeah. Seems like you're planning on developing the land.
It's what I do. I'm a real estate developer.
See, I was under the impression that you loved Christmas land.
He removes glasses.
I do. And it's not like I'm going to roll a bulldozer through the place on January 1st, but that land has a lot of potential. And eventually, I'm going to have to just let the market decide.
I don't want to sell it.
Ms. Cooper, you don't seem to understand. You've already sold it.
He grabs document.
Now, I don't know what you've heard, but yes, I plan on selling some lots on the edge of the property. But I have no intention of touching your grandmother's house or any of the buildings in the village.
Yeah, right.
Well, not at first.
The Christmas tree farm is a business. It employs a lot of people, and the town really cares about that place. Please. I am begging you.
He looks to the side.
All right. This is what I can do. You have $1.7 million, right there. You scrape up another $1.3 by Christmas, I rip up the contract.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I own the property. A property, let me remind you, I've had my eye on for quite a while. But I'm willing to flip it.
Flip it?
Sell it back to you. If you can meet my price, $3 million. And I'll give you till midnight, Christmas Eve.
She glares at him, licks her lip, then looks down and shakes her head. She takes back the check.
Jules, I don't even know what to say, but what have you done?
She looks at Tucker.
Did you read the entire contract? I mean, there's got to be a way out.
Remember what I told you about people coming around over the years, but your grandmother never sold?
Yeah.
Mason Richards was one of those guys.
Hands on her hips.
I really wish you had checked with me before you signed this.
No. There's got to be something that I can do.
Jules, stop. It's done. It's done. You know, I believed in you. I really thought you were committed to Christmas land.
Tucker, I was. I am.
Christmas land is history.
Her eyes wide. He furrows brows and stands up from his desk, then opens his office door.
Enjoy your apartment next to Central Park.
She bites her lip and furrows brows. She grabs her black purse and walks out as he holds open the door with an evergreen wreath, then shuts it behind her with a sigh. Jules walks into the barn with a broken carriage. She approaches it slowly as she wears knee-high black boots. She touches the white carriage handle, then slumps forward and looks down at it. She kneels down with tears in her eyes and inspects one of the carriage wheels, then winces. Christmasland sign lit up at nighttime. Jules walks under the sign in between tuna crackers. Dozens of pedestrians walk along the snowy street past the various village businesses. She walks with her hands in her red coat's pockets and a beige scarf around her neck. She looks around with furrowed brows.
Ladies and gentlemen, our sweet Jules Cooper is here now.
Jules. Come on up.
Everyone cheers for Jules as she approaches podium.
Also, I would like to say that I am so happy and grateful for everything that our little Christmas angel has done for Christmasland. Yes. And I said it before, and I think it bears repeating. Christmasland is better than ever.
Yes. Yeah. I just want to say how proud your grandmother would be of you.
Eloise, thank you. There is something that I need to say.
Everyone looks at her with smiles.
I haven't been entirely honest with you. When I first came here, my intention wasn't to move here and run the place. My hope was that I would make it attractive enough for someone to buy it so that I could go back to my life in New York. But something happened. I fell in love. I fell in love with this place, and I fell in love with all of you.
She smiles, then shrugs.
But I sold it.
You sold it?
I didn't mean to. I thought that I was selling it to someone who would keep Christmasland open, but it doesn't appear that that is what he is going to do, and I'm just so sorry. I am still trying to get out of the deal, but I'm sorry.
She walks away. People furrow their brows and murmur. Outside of Glinda's house at nighttime. Inside, Jules opens a music box. Inside, two carolers sing as kids' eyes skate around them. Jules smiles at the music box, then shuts it. She picks up a snow globe and inspects it with a smile. She turns it upside down so the glittery snow swirls around. She sets it down on the table, then opens a drawer with a VHS tape labeled Jules. She picks up the tape and puts it in a television. She walks back to an armchair and sits in it, then points the remote at the television. Two large brown and white horses pull the white carriage down the street as numerous people cheer and wave with smiles.
Wait for the camera, darling. When you're not here, I can watch this and pretend that you are.
I love you, Grandma!
Young Jules smiles and waves. Glinda smiles. Adult Jules cries as she watches the footage on the old TV. She looks down and rubs her nose. She sighs and looks up. She looks down, stands up and turns off the footage. She types on her phone and holds it up to her ear as tears stream down her face.
Hello?
Ms. Nickerson, it's Jules.
She smiles.
So I guess you could say I'm calling in my favor.
Jules, once again, your pitch doesn't disappoint. This Christmasland place sounds wonderful.
It really is special, Miss Nickerson.
Well, you've always delivered for us. I think this time I can deliver for you. I can gladly provide you with $850,000 in advance for the exclusive right to serve Nickerson's coffee at Christmas Land.
$850,000.
Look, I know you needed more, but you're catching us at year end. I mean, my cash flow just can't handle any more than that. I'm sure you can understand.
Yes, of course. No, I do. I'm thrilled.
Great. I'll get the contracts out to you in the morning, and I can wire the money in the afternoon before the ink is even dry.
I cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate this.
It's my pleasure. And it's good business. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She grins and nods. She leans her head back and grimaces.
It's not enough. I need 450,000 more.
Now daytime. Pedestrians walk past the ice cream parlor.
Well, you could knock me over with a feather. I thought you two lovebirds would be picking out China patterns by now.
Yeah, well, we had an argument. I said some things I regret.
Well, honey, romancing has its ups and downs. All you gotta do is say you're sorry, and then let the makeup smooching begin.
Tucker winces and looks down as Frank enters the parlor. He shuts the door behind him.
Hey, Uncle Frank. Just Jules. She's in the barn.
Well, stop moping and go apologize.
Apologize? She should apologize to me. She never should have signed those papers.
She didn't know that man was such a scoundrel. You should ease up on her a little bit.
Poor thing. Really seems to be trying to make things right.
He frowns and furrows brows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tucker exits the ice cream parlor as Frank leans against the counter with a frown. He nods. In the barn, Jules cleans the carriage.
Wow.
She looks up as Tucker stands in the doorway of the barn, hands on hips, with a smile.
I can't believe it. You did it.
Not quite. But I tried, Tucker. I really tried. And I came close.
What are you talking about?
I raised $850,000.
Jules, that's amazing.
To be fair, it all came from one company, but there's a catch. We are contractually obligated to sell Nickerson's coffee here now. At least until we close, which, barring a miracle, will probably be at midnight tomorrow.
Well, there's still time. Isn't there anyone else you can call?
I'm gonna try a few people, but doesn't look good. And I am all out of ideas.
He looks around.
The carriage looks... it looks amazing.
She wipes down the exterior with a cloth and smiles. She pauses.
I was gonna get two horses and drive up to your office door and tell you that I raised all the money and Christmas Land was gonna stay open.
That would have been one heck of a show.
Yeah.
She looks at him and nods. He smiles.
I'm really sorry, Tucker.
They gaze into each other's eyes, then she looks down. She puts her hands in her pockets and walks away from the carriage as Tucker stands and watches her. She turns the corner and leaves the barn. Tucker examines the pristine white and green velvet carriage, then sighs as he leans against it, outside of Glinda's house at daytime.
Well, looks like tonight will be the last Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Deja vu. I remember the last time it was the last Christmas tree lighting ceremony. You know, which reminds me?
Frank opens a hutch door and grabs a large metal can. He holds it in front of Tucker.
I still have some Christmas shopping to do.
Tucker half smiles and looks in the can. His smile fades and he looks at Fran.
Uncle Frank.
Tucker pulls out thick stack of $100 bills.
This is quite a stash.
Everybody has a stash for a rainy day. Everybody.
Frank points at Tucker, who smiles as he holds the wad of cash. Jules opens her front door.
What are you doing here?
It's Christmas Eve. This seems to be the place to be. And I have to hand it to you, you've really done amazing things here. I remember it being quaint, but nothing like this. Bravo.
Well, if you like what I've done, is there any chance you might keep it as is? Or lower the asking price? After all, it is Christmas.
He laughs.
Ah, Jules. I admire your tenacity. But a deal's a deal. I think I gave you a relatively reasonable opportunity. I'm sorry, but your time has run out.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm gonna get back to packing my bags since this isn't my place anymore. Good night, Mason.
She shuts the door. Mason turns to walk away. Tucker approaches him on the sidewalk.
Evening, Tucker.
Mason. Long time. Look, I'm glad you're here. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Outside of Glinda's house at nighttime. Inside, Jules sits on her bed and watches laptop. Tucker stands in the doorway and gently knocks.
You're not coming downstairs?
I don't think I'm wanted.
Come on, it's the Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
And thanks to me, it's the last one.
She tightens her lips. Tucker enters the bedroom and pushes the laptop shut with his fingertip.
That's okay. Why don't you come downstairs with me?
She furrows her brows and follows him downstairs as he smiles.
Guys.
Frank, George, and the women.
Tucker, what's going on?
You'll see.
And what are you still doing here?
Okay, we're all here. Jules. We wanted to thank you for everything that you've done for this place.
No, I don't think you understand. I wasn't able to raise the money.
Yes, but we were.
What?
All of us. It occurred to us that if we really want to save Christmasland, well, maybe we should do our part.
After all, Christmasland saved us once.
You're darn tootin'.
So we all decided to chip in ourselves to save Christmasland.
How much did you raise?
Well, that's why I asked you down here. Do you still have that commitment from Nickerson's Coffee?
I do, but I'm still $450,000 short.
Tucker smiles.
Well, there is $450,000 in that box if you would do us the honor of accepting.
She holds her stomach, tears in her eyes.
Oh.
She accepts the box from Frank.
Well, I will accept this $450,000 from you, sweet, generous people. On one condition.
Uh-oh.
It is a loan, and I will pay back every penny as soon as possible from the profits of Christmasland with interest. Take it or leave it.
They lean into Frank's ear. Jules looks at Tucker with tears in her eyes. He smiles at her. Mason watches the negotiation.
So!
Everyone laughs and claps for her. Mason smiles as well. She hands the box of money to Mason.
I will write you a check for the rest if you will kindly tear up that contract.
Mason reaches into his coat pocket as everyone watches him tear up the document. She smiles. Everyone laughs and grins as Mason holds the box of cash.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tucker embraces Jules.
Well, do you think Glinda would approve?
They all admire her portrait above fireplace.
I know she would.
I have one more surprise for you.
He smiles at her. She begins to smile as well. Two horses outside hooked up to carriage.
Almost there.
Jules smiles as Tucker covers her eyes, then reveals.
Oh my gosh, Tucker.
Wanna go for a ride? Crowd awaits.
She smiles.
It's cold out. I thought you might want something warmer.
He helps her put on Glinda's red coat with white collar and cuffs. She smiles as he gets in the carriage and extends out his hand to help her in. She sits beside him and fluffs her hair, then gazes into his eyes. She nestles into his shoulder and the carriage takes off away from the barn and goes under the Christmasland sign. The folks who donated money smile at her. She and Tucker approach the podium.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
George grins and claps.
I want to thank you all so much for coming out. I want to say, despite what you have heard, I am not selling Christmasland. And I'm not leaving.
Everyone cheers. Jules smiles at Tucker.
Christmasland is back in business for good. So, the time has come for the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. I want to dedicate tonight to the memory of my beautiful grandmother, Glinda Stanwyck, the grand dame of all things Christmas and the founder of Christmasland.
Everyone smiles, nods, and claps.
So let's do this!
They applaud.
Everyone on the count of three. One,
two, three.
She raises her fist, then turns the lever on the podium and the tree lights up. People smile and clap as they admire the large, illuminated evergreen tree. Jules grabs Tucker's hands and steps down from the podium. They stand right beside the tree.
I don't want to go back to New York. It's not my home. This is.
She nods. He caresses her neck and leans in for a kiss. She stands up on tiptoe to meet his lips for the quick kiss. They part lips and smile, then go in for a second, longer kiss as they stand beside the tall evergreen tree.